Hello, my name is Kelly Lee, and I'm a Canada Research Chair in Global Health Governance at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. My disciplinary background is mixed, but my primary training is in international relations, which includes a big dollop of political science. So on this basis, I'd like to share my thoughts on how I think political scientists can play a role in infectious disease outbreaks, and specifically this current outbreak of a novel coronavirus. And before I do so, just a few words on what is political science. Political science is the branch of social science which studies systems of government, as well as political activities and behaviors more generally. We're interested in the actors involved in formal politics, politicians, political parties, government institutions, and so on, and the policymaking processes and outcomes that come about as a result of formal politics. This is what we like to call politics with a capital P. Political science, though, is also interested in broader forms of politics, so politics with a lowercase p. In this wider sense, political science studies how power is distributed and used in human interactions, or society more generally. So who holds power and who doesn't hold power? What are the different forms and sources of power? How is power used and to what effect? Political scientists, in short, are obsessed with power and its role in shaping human relationships. So, what does political science have to do with infectious diseases? It's not the first discipline that comes to mind, I admit, but perhaps it should be. So I've organized my thoughts into three phases of before, during, and after an outbreak. So before an outbreak, this is when effective institution building needs to take place. And I don't mean bricks and mortar, but the human relationships that are embedded in institutions. How do we design and build institutions for collective action? How do we create these institutions to serve as a foundation of global health security? Political scientists like to ask questions like, how do we design institution arrangements so that the right people have the right amount of say in decision making? What should be the balance of power among different institutional players? How should authority and resources be distributed among them? So it's during the downtimes between outbreaks when you want to reach consensus on these sorts of questions. By the time an outbreak occurs, institutions must be ready to swing into action. And if they are not, then your response is going to be weakened. Next, political scientists can play a very critical role as an outbreak unfolds. And in an ideal situation, institutional players will act according to their mandates. Everyone coordinates their actions with each other, and the outbreak is brought swiftly under control. But what if key players do not play by the rules? What if a source country does not report a notifiable event to WHO in a timely manner? And what if countries adopt restrictions beyond WHO's advice or even violate international law? And these are not scientific challenges, but political ones. These challenges will not be solved by more eyes looking down microscopes, but rapid deployment of diplomatic efforts. Political scientists can provide valuable insights to inform the conduct of global health diplomacy, including the strategic use of carrots and sticks if needed to achieve desired ends. And finally, after an outbreak, it's tempting to quickly move on to other priority needs. However, there are important political lesson learning to be had from each emergency declared. Were the right institutions and individuals involved in decision-making? How well did institutions work together? What role did political leaders play in facilitating or hindering action? And did WHO have sufficient authority and resources to act? And finally, do institutional relationships need to be reformed to improve future action? So from how the coronavirus outbreak has played out so far, notably the many questions raised about the effectiveness of the international health regulations, these will be important questions to answer in due course. I hope I've given you a flavor of what political scientists might do to fight this current outbreak and future ones. The 19th century German physician and scientist Rudolf Virchow, known as the father of pathology, perhaps put it best. He said, "Medicine is a social science, and politics is nothing else but medicine on a large scale. Medicine as a social science, as the science of human beings, has the obligation to point out problems and to attempt their theoretical solution. The politician, the practical anthropologist, must find the means for their actual solution. So medicine and politics are intertwined, and I hope that this gives you a flavor of how political scientists might play a bigger role in outbreaks. Many thanks for listening.